Cord Cutting, A Beginner's Guide by Jared Newman in Tech Hive on March 27th. How to save money on TV entertainment without driving yourself crazy. Everyone's looking to save money on TV entertainment, and there's never been a better time to cut the cable cord. Instead of paying upwards of $100 per month for a bloated channel bundle, you can replace it with streaming TV service, and perhaps a TV antenna, at a fraction of the cost. Sorting through these new options isn't always easy, though, especially if you aren't tech-savvy. Whereas cable made everything simple, cutting the cord requires picking from a dozen different hardware options and an ever-growing list of streaming services, from Netflix and Sling TV to newcomers such as Disney Plus. Adding an over-the-air TV antenna to the mix creates even further headache potential. I've been a cord cutter for more than a decade, have written a weekly column on the topic since 2014, and I write a cord cutting newsletter for nearly 20,000 subscribers. With so many people being priced out of cable, now seems like the perfect time to create a definitive cord cutting guide for folks who don't know where to start. I'll talk you through how to approach cutting cable or satellite TV while answering some of the most common questions, concerns, and pain points I've heard from readers over the years. I hope that, by the end, you'll have all the information you need. Should I cut the cord? Before we dive into how to cut the cord, let's step back and think about whether you should in the first place. Consider the following. Are you paying at least $50 per month for TV service? Most live TV streaming services start at $50 to $55 per month, so cord cutting might not save you much if your TV provider is giving you a great deal. It's possible to spend less with cheaper services such as Netflix, but not without giving up a lot of what's on cable. Do you already have home internet service? If you're paying for internet and use it often, cord cutting will probably make financial sense. Adding home internet service just to cut cable TV, on the other hand, will likely be a wash. I don't recommend using your phone's mobile hotspot for internet service if you're cutting the cord. Are you just tired of cable? Some arguments in favor of cord cutting aren't strictly about saving money. It's also a way to see fewer ads, unclutter your living room, set up TVs anywhere in the house, and avoid the annual ritual of haggling for lower rates. Are you willing to be flexible? Despite its many virtues, cord cutting is not a magic solution that gives you the exact same experience as cable for less money. You'll need to be comfortable using new technology or new apps, and you might want to consider sacrificing some of what you watched with cable. The more you're willing to adapt, the better your experience will be, and the more money you'll save. Cord cutting basics. At a basic level, cutting the cord requires several elements. Internet service. You will almost certainly need home internet service to cut the cord, along with a Wi-Fi router so your streaming devices can get online from any part of the house. As a rule of thumb, home internet speeds should be at least 15 Mbps, megabits per second, for each device you plan to have running at the same time. If you tend to have three TVs playing at once, you'll ideally have home internet speed of at least 45 megabits per second. That's tough to get with DSL or satellite service, so you might need to stick with your cable company for broadband service, unless you're fortunate enough to have access to fiber broadband or a similar fat pipe. Streaming services. To replace your TV service, you will subscribe to one or more online video services. These can include on-demand video services such as Netflix or a bundle of live TV channels such as YouTube TV or Sling TV. There are also plenty of free sources of streaming video that you can use to pad your subscriptions. Streaming devices. Once you subscribe to some streaming services, you'll access them by downloading their apps on a streaming device, such as Roku's Streaming Stick or Amazon's Fire TV Stick. These devices plug into your television's HDMI port and connect to the internet over your home Wi-Fi network. And they'll work even if you don't own a smart TV that connects to the internet. If you do have a smart TV, you can use this in place of a separate streaming device, provided it has all the apps and services you want. TVs that are more than a few years old probably won't, especially if you're not running Roku software. But to be clear, you do not need a smart TV to cut the cord. One more thing. Each television must have its own way to stream via your home network, whether it's through a streaming device or a smart TV. If you have four TVs and only two of them have up-to-date smart TV software, you'll need to buy two additional streaming devices. The good news is that, unlike your cable box, devices like Roku and Fire TV don't involve any ongoing equipment rental fees, so you only need to stomach the upfront cost. Optional, an antenna. Although many live TV streaming services include local channels already, an over-the-air antenna will let you watch broadcast channels like ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and PBS for free, along with some lesser-known sub-networks such as MeTV and Comet. Most modern TVs have an onboard tuner and an input for your antenna's coaxial cable. So if your reception is good enough, you can just plug it in, run a channel scan, and start watching without a separate tuner box or other additional hardware. If your set doesn't have a tuner, you can buy an external one for not a lot of money. You can also buy a DVR to record channels from an antenna. More on that later. My short and sweet recommendation. Now that we've established the basics, if you were to ask me for the simplest, easiest way to cut the cord, I'd probably tell you to sign up for YouTube TV and Netflix, my favorite live and on-demand streaming services respectively, buy a Roku Streaming Stick Plus, my favorite low-cost device that supports both of those services, and be done with it. But as we know, TV isn't one-size-fits-all anymore. If it was, we'd all just be sticking with cable and absorbing its increasingly expensive prices. Being able to pick and choose is what makes cord cutting great. The trade-off is that it takes some legwork to get there. Let's tackle that now. Streaming services. Choose your path. When figuring out which streaming services you need to have before you can cut the cord, there are two potential paths you can go down. One involves keeping most or all of the channels you currently watch with cable. For that, you'll need a live TV streaming service such as Sling TV, AT&T TV Now, YouTube TV, or Hulu Plus Live TV. These services essentially replicate the cable bundle by offering dozens of live channels, along with familiar features like DVR and a channel guide. Depending on where you live, you might be able to watch most or all of your local broadcast channels as well. You won't maximize your savings with these services, most of which costs $50 to $60 per month, but you won't need to make any sacrifices either. The other path involves cobbling together your own TV plan through on-demand services like Netflix and Amazon Prime Video, free video sources like Pluto TV, and perhaps an over-the-air antenna. Going this route means giving up traditional cable channels like ESPN, regional sports networks, and CNN entirely. But it can save you a lot more money. These two approaches do allow for some overlap. You might, for instance, combine a YouTube TV subscription with Netflix or supplement Sling TV with an antenna. Unfortunately, cord cutting doesn't offer a middle ground in the form of a la carte cable TV channels. For a variety of complex reasons, you can't simply shed 80% of your cable channels and pay 20% of the price. Instead, you can trim around the edges with a live TV streaming service or blow up the bundle entirely with alternative services like Netflix. How to choose a live TV streaming service. If you opt for a live TV streaming service, there are currently 7 options available in the United States: Sling TV, AT&T TV Now, Hulu with live TV, YouTube TV, Fubo TV, Philo, and AT&T Watch TV. Each of these services has a different channel lineup, so your first step should be to rule out the ones that lack your favorite channels. Here are a few resources that can help. The Streamables Channel Finder tool lets you type in the channels, shows, and sports teams you want, then spits out a list of matching services based on your zip code. It's super easy to use, though I've noticed that it sometimes avoids listing YouTube TV in its top picks, even when it's the cheapest option. Look below the site's featured picks to see how every live TV service stacks up, including YouTube TV. Suppose TV offers a similar channel finder service, and while it's not as slick looking, it offers some extra tools for refining your search. For instance, you can narrow down services based on which streaming devices they support, or by how many screens you can watch a given service on at the same time. If you just want to see a big list of channels and which services support them, our own live TV streaming guide has you covered. Once you've narrowed things down by channel lineup, you can start comparing features. Here's a rundown of what to look for. DVR. Some live TV services limit your total recording hours, while others limit how long you can store each recording. AT&T TV Now places limits on both. Ad skipping. Some services charge extra to skip ads in your recording, while others block ad skipping on certain channels. Simultaneous streams. Live TV services don't limit how many local televisions you can set up, but they do limit the number of devices you can use at the same time. Some services let you pay extra for additional streams. Out-of-home viewing. If you plan to take a streaming device on vacation or share your login with a relative, be aware that some services restrict this behavior. Video quality. Most cable TV channels stream at 720p, but some services are better than others at supporting the smooth 60 frames per second video that sports and news broadcasts use. Surround sound. Unfortunately, 5.1 audio is mostly unheard of in live TV streaming, though some exceptions exist. If you still have more than one potential match after going through all this, I suggest trying them out after you've chosen a streaming device. More on that shortly. All of these services offer free trials, so you can get a feel for how they work and cancel online with no hassles. Compared to live TV streaming, on-demand services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu are a simpler way to cut the cord. You don't have to deal with weird DVR rules. Ad skipping is often the norm, and there are no arcane restrictions on where you're allowed to watch. These services are also much cheaper than a channel bundle, so you can save more money. Be prepared, however, to give up a lot of what's currently airing on TV, especially as Netflix and others emphasize original programming. On-demand services like Netflix give you a huge library of things to watch. No DVR required. To get started, I suggest picking at least one of the big three services I mentioned above, as it will give you a large base of movies and shows to watch. From there, you can tack on other services as needed. These can include premium cable channels like HBO and Showtime, niche services like Mubi or CuriosityStream, and ad-supported services such as Pluto TV and Tubi. Again, you could download these apps to your streaming device and sign up for a subscription if necessary. Some pointers on picking out those additional services. RealGood offers a search engine for streaming video, so you can figure out which services carry specific movies and TV shows. None of these services have long-term contracts, so you can easily drop them if you run out of things to watch. Individual movie rentals or TV show purchases from stores like Apple, iTunes, and Amazon Video can also be cheaper than subscribing to an entire service if all you're after is one show or a handful of movies. You can subscribe to individual sports leagues such as MLB, NHL, and NBA without a live TV bundle, but only for out-of-market games. Likewise, the a la carte ESPN Plus service only offers sporting events that aren't on cable. Should I buy a TV antenna? While an antenna isn't necessary to cut the cord, it makes a great supplement to on-demand streaming services and can fill the gaps in live TV streaming services that don't include full local channel coverage. You can even connect an over-the-air DVR such as a TiVo device or a Nuvio's Tablo and record primetime shows. Netflix, $12.99 per month for HD streaming, has the most original programming, along with lots of movies and a decent number of TV shows. Hulu, $5.99 per month with ads and $11.99 per month without, is great for watching shows from ABC, NBC, and Fox, which appear on the service the day after they air. It also carries some classic network TV shows like Seinfeld, plus a small number of originals and movies. Disney Plus, $6.99 per month or $69.99 per year, is a fine choice for families, as it offers a huge selection of Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar films. It also carries TV shows from Disney's back catalog, a growing roster of original series, and every episode of The Simpsons. Amazon Prime Video, $8.99 per month, has lots of movies and a decent selection of originals. And you can bundle it with other Prime benefits like free Amazon shipping and a good selection of ad-free streaming music for $12.99 per month or $119 per year. Here's how to get started. Use TV Fool's address lookup tool to locate broadcast channels in your area. Channels highlighted in green will likely be viewable with an indoor antenna. An attic antenna is probably necessary for channels highlighted in yellow, and a roof-mounted antenna will be required for channels highlighted in red. For antenna recommendations, we've tested a bunch of them, but you might not have to spend big on a name brand if you're within 10 miles of major stations. A cheap flat panel indoor antenna may do the job. how to choose a streaming device. Once you've selected your streaming services, you can finally choose a streaming device to watch on. My top picks are below. Roku's Streaming Stick Plus, $60, is my default device pick for cord cutters. It's inexpensive, it's easy to use, and it has broad app support. It's also future-proof if you decide to get a 4K HDR TV, and does a great job highlighting free content. Amazon's Fire TV Stick 4K, $50, is more forward-thinking than Roku, with a home screen that recommends things to watch instead of just showing app icons. But this approach is also more cumbersome to navigate. If you have an Amazon Echo or other Alexa speaker, you can control Fire TV hands-free, which is neat. Apple TV 4K, $180, is the most polished streaming device on the market, with speedy menus and powerful Siri voice commands, and it never distracts you with ads on its home screen like Fire TV and Roku do. That polish comes at a price, but buying the latest model entitles you to a year of Apple's new Apple TV Plus streaming service. You can read more about Apple TV Plus on Macworld. Google's Chromecast, $35. Doesn't use an actual remote. Instead, you're supposed to download streaming video apps on your phone or tablet, then hit a little cast button to launch videos on your TV. It's useful as a supplemental device, but probably shouldn't be the cornerstone of your streaming setup. NVIDIA Shield TV, $150. It's a great option for geeks. It's fast and offers some powerful do-it-yourself DVR options. But Google's Android TV software is not the most intuitive, and it supports fewer apps than other platforms. Before you pull the trigger, make sure the device you're considering supports the streaming services you've chosen. Most major services work on every streaming platform.